Parts of Puerto Rico still don't have electricity 6 months after Hurricane Maria. According to one research group, this is the biggest blackout in U.S. history. Reporter Sarah Varney visited the isolated mountain town of Castanier, where the hospital runs off a generator and people are really struggling.
Helicopters from the power company buzz across the skies of this picturesque valley. They ferry electrical poles on long wires to workmen standing on steep hillsides. Power is back on in the center of town, but it's spotty, and people who live along the mountain roads don't expect to get power until late summer, if ever. 6 months after Hurricane Maria, daily life in Castanier is still far from normal. Children have been attending school only half the day. Another school nearby remains closed, and families who lost their homes have set up beds and couches in its classrooms. The hurricane winds snapped banana trees and ripped up acres of coffee plants here in Puerto Rico's coffee region. With no harvest this spring, idle men spend hours in the town bar. From his office at the hospital, Domingo Monroy, the chief executive, looks out onto that bar on Castanier's main street. In the months since Hurricane Maria, the hospital has been the town's organizing center.
I don't know if the phrase is unhappy, but we call como triste, ¿verdad? In Spanish. For example, when they have lights, they play in the in la cancha, the basketball area. But if we don't have light, everybody stay in their home. They say, I don't know what to do, because it's every day, the same.
Dr. Javier Portolatin is a clinical psychologist at the hospital.
George fue de noche.
The last big hurricane, George, was in the nighttime, he says, and we only heard the sounds of it.
Del audio, ¿verdad? Pero ahora con el huracán María, pues,
Hurricane Maria was in the daytime, and we could actually see what was happening through the windows. I have patients, he says, who saw their pets being killed and their neighbors' houses destroyed. These memories continue to spur anxiety attacks. Up a winding mountain road, one of Dr. Portolatin's patients, Johanna Garcia Mercado, lives in near constant fear. Just 10 feet in front of her tiny, dark home, the hillside collapsed during the hurricane. When it rains and thunders, she says, I'm afraid the steep hillside behind the house will give way and bury my daughters in mud. Her husband, a coffee picker, has no work this spring, so he's digging up jautita roots and selling them.
Hola, ¿sabes?
The villagers of Castanier are working hard to recover, but their resilience is withering, even for people like Mariela Miranda, who has taken it upon herself to visit her bedridden neighbors. She delivers hot rice and turkey stew to a family that is caring for a 59-year-old man in the final throes of cancer. They are relying on a small inverter to power the ventilator that is keeping him alive.
Por el oxígeno, 24/7, prendida.
It's been really hard because they need a generator because his machine has to be on 24 hours for the oxygen.
Miranda gets back in the car and heads to her next stop. She's a walking catalog of Hurricane Maria's relentless torment. The neighbor gasping for air because he couldn't plug in his nebulizer. The 109-year-old woman with Alzheimer's who has terrible bed sores.
It drains you. It gets to you. You get so frustrated from time to time. Because there's people that will die. I know an elderly person that died because he had apnea and he didn't have a generator. So every night he will sleep at the driveway sitting on the couch because he was scared to die if he fell asleep.
When I ask her who should lead the effort to restore daily life to Castanier, Miranda grows exasperated. We hear the help is getting here, she says. We don't see it coming to our neighbors.
They're getting sick mentally. You can see they're not the same. You can see the frustration.
Do you think once they get power, these problems that you've been seeing will go away? Or do you think that there will be lasting damage from how long they've lived?
It will be lasting damage. And when everything comes back, it's still they're going to have the mental damage of they were, like, abandoned.
At the Mission La Santa Cruz Church along Castanier's main street, Father Edwin Orlando Perez Castro prepares for Friday night services. Standing in the chapel, he says most of the hymns we sing give people faith that God will help us rebuild ourselves and our town. That is part of our mission, to be light in this darkness. I'm Sarah Varney in Castanier, Puerto Rico.
Sarah Varney is with our partner, Kaiser Health News.